WBMC HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with Chandler David Watson, Tracy McBurney's Incredible Energy Consciousness, Mikael Mears' Financial Consciousness, and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with Quantum Physics and Consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Good afternoon. It is Intuitive Soul and Friends, and today we have Mikael Mayer here. It's always a pleasure to have you here. I think it's always an interesting show because you're not supposed to. We talk about all the different things that go on with regards to business consciousness. So welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here on a beautiful, sunny,
beautiful
Friday.
Day. Yeah. Mikael's with us every third Friday of the month. So this month, let's sort of begin with, I know we were asking people for questions. If you have questions, please let us know. We will be taking callers if you want to know about anything with regards to being financially conscious or business conscious. You know, give us a call and we can assist you with that. The phone number is 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can send us an instant feedback. If you do send us an instant feedback, please be very clear about what it is that you're wanting to know and where you are on your path as to, you know, what kind of financial or business consciousness are you at this moment. But why don't we talk a little bit about some of the new things that you're working with so that people have an idea of, when we talk about business conscious, where you're helping people work at.
Yeah, so I can give you a sense. People typically come to me, and we've talked a little bit about this. It's always they come to me saying, you know, am I doing the right things? What should I be doing to get more business? And we always got to go back to, getting them really deeply connected to their purpose and their vision.
Right.
So, why are you doing this? Right. Finding that inner source of inspiration. And from that inner source of inspiration, you know, where are you going? So, why are you doing this? Where are you going? And what do you stand for? The people that I work with, and I work with all different kinds of people, but the people that I really love working with are social entrepreneurs, conscious entrepreneurs, social change leaders who have a vision for making the world a better place and have a story to tell and are bold and intentional and want to create a tribe who understand that their way of doing things is better.
Right. Okay.
So I can give you an example.
Yeah.
Take something as simple as a yoga studio. I've got a client who has a number of different yoga studios in our area, and he has a vision for creating a chain of yoga studios across the country, but not just asana, not just, you know, come in, sweat, do your poses, stretch out, breathe a little, and leave. He wants to transform the way Western society looks at yoga. Yoga is about beingness. It's not about exercise. Sure, there's strength, there's flexibility, there's balance. But Ashtanga is 8 limbs of yoga. And asana, the actual physical practice, is only one of those limbs. So Can yoga be about teaching people how to live more skillfully in a world that is really stressed out, For sure, but it has to be more than just physical exercise. It has to be programs that teach people skillful living. So, I mean, it's a wonderful thing. So then we say, okay, you know, we've got a studio, we've got two studios, we've got three studios. What are the processes that we have to put in place? What are the structures? What are the people? What does that look like? How do we actually turn this into a business that generates cash flow so that we can use that cash flow to open another studio and create almost a system in terms of how clients are treated, a system in terms of how information systems work, a system in terms of how marketing works, everything from social media to public relations to, you know, video, blogging, really defining what is that core message and how do I get that core message out to a tribe of people who will then be compelled to come in and engage in my community as a leader of this particular style of yoga. So, I mean, like I said, it all starts with that core purpose. Why am I doing what I'm doing? And from that, developing the core message of who am I serving and how am I different? And then the system, structures, and processes in place to begin to scale to create, prosperous business based on an ambitious intention.
Right. And so, so obviously it's not just about opening more and more studios. It's about creating that connection so that people are there, like that there's more of a connection so that people know why they're going to, because, I mean, in this area, there's probably in a very small, maybe 10 to 15 blocks in the beaches, there's probably 8 yoga studios or more. Mm-hmm. So how do you know? I mean, it's really not just about, you know, making more and more yoga studios. It's really about creating that either community or connection so that people can really know why they're going to a specific one over any of the other
ones. That's right. Yeah, it's connection's a fantastic word, right? Because they want to connect to their tribe. They want to be a beacon of light for their tribe. They're not going to get the power yoga person. They're not going to get the person that wants to get in sweat. They're going to get somebody who is in search of their inner divinity. Right? They want to be inspired. They want to be connected. And I love that you use that word connection, because they want to be connected to their inner divinity. And that's not for everybody, right? But it is for this particular studio that wants to help people who are in that seeking place really make that deep connection.
Nice.
And then it's really being, you know, it's saying, you know what, I'm prepared to be who I am. I'm prepared to, you know, to live in my purpose and have the faith that the people that who are supposed to come to my studio will come, because I'm really connected to my purpose and what I'm supposed to be doing here on this planet.
Right. So I know we've talked about this, about, you know, getting into your purpose and knowing what your purpose is, and it really has to start with you knowing, well, so much more about yourself, knowing from an authentic place, you know, what makes you sort of sing, what makes your heart, you know, want to beat, you know, it's like that, what is it that we're really here to do? And I think a lot of people get caught up because, right, this month I've been focusing my shows on change and new beginnings, but with the question, is it from a place of love or is it from a place of fear? Because I think a lot of people get caught up in the fear. They're wanting to make changes because there's not enough money. They're wanting to make changes because there's not enough clients. So there's the fear aspect that's motivating them to make change or have a new beginning, or, you know, to scrap what they're doing and start something new. And if it comes from that place, it's not bound to fail, but it's just bound to create more of whatever it is you haven't healed within yourself. And is it coming from your heart, or is it, because it can't be coming from your heart necessarily if your only motivation is out of fear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I totally see that. You know, and then the other thing, I mean, we go back to your word connection, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're connected, then you're coming from a place of faith, right? Because connection ultimately to your inner wisdom, to your heart, is ultimately divine, right? And coming from a place of faith, which we've talked about as well, is the antidote to fear.
Right.
Right. I can't always shift into love from fear because I'm in my head. But yeah, when you move down to your heart, you can be in a more faith-filled place.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's so then the question becomes, you know, how do you get people out of the place of fear? Because when you're in that place, you're just not necessarily recreating more, but you're in an anxious state. You're not creating from the right place. You're not creating from a place of joy or peace or love or faith or.
But that goes to sadhana, right? You have to have your spiritual practice, and that's what business misses. I think the people on that listen to your show understand that, you know, without a disciplined spiritual practice, whatever that may be, how can you ever be in a place of faith unless you're just, you know, a more evolved soul or completely ignorant, right? But
ignorance is bliss sometimes.
Yeah. But for, I mean, I can only speak for myself. If I'm not disciplined in meditation and prayer, and staying grounded, which, you know, a lot of times could be just 3 deep breaths, right? Mm-hmm. But whatever it is, if I'm not, or it could also be mindfulness, right? Of the inner sensations and feelings and thoughts. But if you're not in that, if that's not practiced on a regular basis, I mean, then your consciousness is a breeding ground for fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so ultimately, meditation is just a moment-to-moment awareness of what is. And the actual practice on the cushion, for me, has been a rewiring of my neural networks so that I can be in that witness consciousness. And then when I'm in my day-to-day life, I try to be in that witness consciousness as well. And the other thing, I mean, is fear is just an emotion, right? It's a passing emotion. I feel fearful. Okay. I feel fearful. You know, instead of resisting it, lean into it and say, okay, that's what I fear. Well, that's what I feel. It's not going to be here forever. Hello, fear. Now, why are you here? What's bringing you up? What erroneous belief have I bought into this time? That I'm not safe? That I'm not supported? That I'm not made of love?
Yeah.
So, and people separate that sense of spirituality from business. They're like estranged bedfellows, right? They have to come together at some point if business is going to transform the world. Because business and capitalism can transform the world as long as it's conscious.
Sure.
And it begins with us.
Right. Right. One step at a time,
mm-hmm.
One person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's go to our first break. If you have any questions with regards to how you can be more conscious in your business and conscious around your finances or anything that is bringing you fear with regards to, you know, beginning something or maintaining a business, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Friends with Mikhail Mayer and Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio The Sky and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes, and no guarantee is made for the accuracy or suitability of any advice or other information offered.
It's the perfect the time of year. Somewhere far away from here. I feel fine enough, I guess. Considering everything's a mess. There's a restaurant down the street where hungry people like to eat. I could walk, but I'll just drive. It's colder than it looks outside. It's like a dream you try to remember, but it's gone. Then you try to scream, but it only comes out as neon. When you try to see the one beyond your front door. Take your time to wait, I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize that a guy by side might take a while just to try to figure out what all this is for. It's the perfect time of day to throw all your cares away. Put the sprinkler on the lawn and run through with my gym shorts on. Take a drink right from the hose and change into some drier clothes. Climb the stairs up to my room. Sleep away the afternoon. Like a dream, you're trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you try to scream, but it only comes out as neon. When you try to see the one beyond your front door. Take your time to wait out, I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize I've got my side, might take a while just to try to figure out what all this is for. Try to figure out what all this is for. Try to see the one beyond your front door. Try to figure out what all this is for.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. You're listening with Mikhail Mayer and Lori Houston, and we are discussing conscious business. We're trying to come from a place to sort of maybe inspire some of you to give us a call on what is going on with you. Give us some of your questions, how you'd like to see the show progress. We have some different ideas about, you know, some possibilities that we can share at some point with regards to where we see the show going. And but if you have a question or if you want to send us some information, you can send it to my website, intuitivesoul.com, or you can go to Mikhail's, which is Mikhail Mayer, M-E-I-R, Mikhail, M-I-K-A-E-L, Mayer.com, and send us your questions. If you have a question now, we would love to hear from you. 248-545-SOUL, that's 248-545-7685. So we were talking about an example you've had and how to make that connection and how it's, we really need to create our business and our life from a place of wholeness. Mm-hmm. So more harmony around all the different areas that we want in our life. And obviously business is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And how we create our business or our career or our passion, and how, you know, what we do with that. Some people may, it may always stay as a hobby, or it may move into their own business, or it may just be a part-time business.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a matter of, you know, getting out of your fears, getting out of your head, moving down into your heart, finding that place that will allow you to, it's not really discover, it's more like uncover, you know, something that you already know is within you. But a lot of times I think we come from a place of wearing a lot of masks, and we get really confused about what our purpose is because we get caught up as a lot of people in the greed aspect, or, you know, needing to make money or needing to survive to in their business. And that becomes part of how and why they do things instead of following their heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, one of the things, like, I do a lot of lecturing to business students. And one of the things that I stress to them, because it's countercultural, but success ultimately is an inside job. It's got to come from the inside out. And what I find is, we get conditioned by society to give our power away to other people, and by creating this notion of success, by creating our visions of success and basing them on an external notion of success, which is like what society thinks. So, got to have the good house, got to go on certain vacations, got to buy the new iPad that just came out, whatever that is. You know, it's a consumptive notion of success. And what I say is, success is about your purpose, and it is about uncovering exactly, or discovering, first of all, what your unique ability is. So everybody's got a unique ability. So it's figuring out what that is. And then, how do I use that to serve? Right? So it's that point of intersection between your unique ability and how, and serving the needs of other people. Because in service, fulfillment exists, right? In wanting, contraction, scarcity, fear exists. So service is always that antidote to wanting, which can ultimately become greed. And using that service within the context of your unique gift, your calling. Why were you put on this planet? Why did you come here? Right? What did you come here? What is your offering? What is your unique offering? And that can take place within an organization, or it can take place as a small business person, or an entrepreneur. But it's really finding that and offering that, and then enjoying the sense of validation and fulfillment that comes from that. And it can be monetized, right? And it's ultimately it's an exchange of value, which is, this fair, voluntary exchange that our society is based on. But one of the things that I see in the corporate world with my corporate coaching is, you get executives that have it all, ostensibly, right? So they've got the beautiful house and the cottage and the boat and the cars and the money, and, they look great, and they got the wardrobe and the wife and the kids, and they're miserable, right? Miserable. Is this all it is? Is this all there is? They come to a point in their lives where, is this all there is? There's that emptiness. And I believe, as you bring up purpose, it's because they hadn't connected to what they're meant to do here on earth. And in that service aspect, they serve customers, but they serve customers from a place of customers as a means to a profit, or customers as a means to a revenue, not serve customers as from a place of, I really care about your well-being. And that's where my intention is. That's where my motivation is. And I think that if you can take on that intention of service around how do I serve the well-being of another, you're operating within universal law. And that's where giving will be in the act of giving will be receiving, right? Because you're living within that universal law. So it's bringing these concepts, these philosophies into day-to-day life, and ultimately what that is doing is it's aligning your vocation with your personal growth and your spiritual growth. And when those two things are aligned, that's kind of living your humanity and living your divinity at the same time, which is what I believe we're put on this planet to do. Well, some people were put on this planet to do, people that are living in society like us, speaking on radio shows, listening to radio shows, producing radio shows, engineering radio shows.
Yeah. Yeah. it's very interesting because I think we get to a place, and I understand that emptiness because, you know, that's the quest that we all sort of enter in, and we usually enter in from somewhere. Something usually happens to us that either brings up, you know, major fears within us that allow us to, you know, to start that search, or I guess, you know, the person who has everything and still not happy because they're not, you know, I guess they're not receiving the happiness within them. They're not allowing that happiness to come from inside themselves. They're thinking that the happiness has to come from outside of themselves. And I think we get a lot of us get very much caught up in, you know, always looking outside and, like you said, giving your power away. And that's really what ultimately that switch has to happen at some point, where if we're all here to evolve, then we're all here to realize that, you know, that happiness that we keep asking someone else to give us, or asking something else to give us, mm-hmm. whether it's a house or a car or a dog or your wife or your husband or your children or, you know, something outside of us, is we're seeking that mm-hmm. eternal happiness that's so fleeting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it boils down to the greatest spiritual wisdom about around surrendered action, right? You know, not practicing non-attachment,
mm-hmm.
you know? So serving in business without attachment to the result is completely countercultural, right? I want to serve, but at the end of the day, I want a customer, I want a check, I want to put it in the bank, I want to use that money to pursue sensory pleasure, social consumption, to impress my friends, mm-hmm. and you know, this is why I'm in business to get, this is why I get customers. Right? But what about if you just got a customer because you cared about improving their well-being, and you weren't attached to, first of all, whether you did or didn't, you know, because your intention was in the right place. And secondly, you know, how much money you made. I'm not saying you don't need a business model, and ultimately you have to support your family and pay your mortgage and all, or whatever it is. You have to do all of these things. So there has to be some intelligence behind it. But, you know, it's just like that intention of how do I serve without attachment? Because it's attachment that creates all the suffering. And back to core Buddhist principles, Vedic principles. So it's that attachment. So living in that state of surrender. How do we be enlightened business people? How do we be enlightened with money? Yes, we all need money, but we're attached to it. How do we let go of their attachment? And as you know, my background is, I mean, massive dysfunctional attachment to money. So I had to go on this 7-year ongoing journey to detox. And, you know, my teachers, who you know, said, you know, just try on the service-oriented consciousness and see how it feels. And because my whole ego-based construction of reality was crushed for me, I didn't have much of an option but to kind of go inside and actually serve from that place of intention.
Right.
Yeah. So I can tell people firsthand,
right.
it works.
Well, not only works, you also can tell from firsthand how it didn't work,
mm-hmm.
right? Because mm-hmm. not everybody gets that opportunity mm-hmm. to know that unhappiness exists even when you have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you're always striving for more, because mm-hmm. I think that's it. I mean, we think we need more, but it's only because we're looking outside. It's only mm-hmm. because we're thinking the happiness has to come from
mm-hmm.
this attachment to mm-hmm. something or someone
mm-hmm.
instead of, mm-hmm. you know, seeking inside, because that's the more that we keep looking for. We keep looking for that ultimate divine connection.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to also obviously create it with somebody else, but that divine connection is what we keep seeking.
And the funny thing is you can't, what I learned too is you can't have,
We're going to go to break, but
okay.
Finish that thought.
You can't be attached, or, you know, or I couldn't be attached to that spiritual connection either. I mean, that's a whole other attachment. Once you start to let go of the material attachments, it's like, you know, that striving for happiness within. Yeah. It doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. But we can talk about how it does work after the break.
All right. So we're going to go to break. And we will talk about that when we come back because that's a good topic. If you have any questions, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening with Mikhail Mayer and Lori Houston on Intuitive Soul and Friends on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
On the web now. Log on.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Doesn't mean much.
Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. We are here with Mikhail Mayer and Lori Houston. We're talking about, we're talking about becoming more conscious in the business and how to create, harmonize all of your areas of your life so that we're all working from one place. Mm-hmm. But right before the break, we got into a very interesting topic, and I know that it's something that a lot of people experience. But, you know, we go on this spiritual seeking inside, and we just transform all of our wants and desires to something, you know, that we're pushing and demanding and trying to control inside of us, which, you know, it's funny, we get a lot of calls about, you know, I'm doing my meditation, you know, and it was going well, and now it's kind of feeling stuck, you know, am I doing it wrong? And it's like, well, it's because you have expectations, and it's because you're trying to control it. And, you know, a lot of people get caught up in, you know, having to see it a certain way, or, you know, these expectations that they have, and then the spiritual ego can take over, just as and sometimes even stronger than the regular ego, that can, you know, take your whole spiritual practice into a completely different area. With regards to business, and regards to your own journey, you know, how has that been?
I mean, one of the things I think what happened with me was, you know, I had that the attachment to money and wanting things to be a certain way, and then for me it definitely shifted. Like, I was driving towards, how do I, you know, I don't care about money anymore. For me, the game is God realization, right? Like, how do I want to be enlightened? So, you know, what do I have to do? And it was taking that same drive and strategy and mind stuff to say, okay, how do I appropriate spiritual enlightenment? I learned how to appropriate capital. So it was just for me, it was my default way of being. And, you know, my teachers had to sort of, you know, give me consistent beatings and say, you know, you have to let go of the wanting, right? So then here's the thing. We know happiness doesn't exist outside ourselves. We know in our brains. We don't always believe it, but we know in our brains that happiness doesn't exist outside ourselves. So we know that it exists within. So we have to connect to that. So then how do we connect to that? I mean, that's the big question. How do we connect? You know, we do the meditation, we do all of these things. And, you know, for me, it's a slow, really slow, progressive raising of awareness when I am attached to something outside of myself. You know, God, whether it's God outside myself or it's money outside myself or success. Just, okay, I'm aware. You know what? I'm looking for inner peace. I mean, that's what we want, right? We want, you know, an open heart, a fearless soul, and a calm mind. Those are the three things. That's all I want. You know, that's it. That's it. Just a clear mind, an open heart, and a fearless soul. How do I get it? And then I have to be aware, okay, I'm wanting it. And it's never going to come if I'm wanting it. So, okay, let me just observe. Let me just observe, okay, you know what? I want it right now. All right, so I want it. And then let me redirect my awareness to surrendering and letting go of wanting it. And then I go along my merry way, and then the wanting comes up again. And then I say, okay, so my awareness is higher. And you know what? I'm wanting it again. Okay, let me just kind of surrender that wanting and observe things as they are. And then I go along my merry way. And so this is a pattern. And I find that over a long period of time, the frequency of wanting diminishes, the intensity of wanting diminishes, and the duration of wanting diminishes. And so those spots in between that attachment and craving, at where peace actually exists, it's almost similar to when your exhale ends, the space between your exhale and your inhale. You know, that spaciousness begins to increase, and within that spaciousness, that's where the calmness, the calm mind, and the fearlessness can live, and the heart can open. Right?
Yeah.
So, but it's step by painful step, and it takes a long time. I'm 46, right? So I've been conditioned for 40 years before I went on my begun my journey for 40 years of behaving a certain way. So it's a complete and total rewiring.
It's funny because, you know, when the so-called, and I'll put in quotation marks, New Age movement came out, you know, a lot of people said, you know, if it's difficult, it's not meant to be. You know, like there's this people that It's like they get spiritual truths and then they misunderstand them.
Mm.
Right? So that whole surrendering thing, so that they've got the kind of about the surrendering that, you know, to not put that, the difficultiness and the fact that we're always in constant, there's the denial, but that everything's always so challenging. Like we want to make things difficult, or we want to try and control everything. So when it came out that, you know, if it's not meant to be, if it's difficult, it's not meant to be. If it just happens really quickly, then it's meant to be. And so I think they got very confused about how those principles were supposed to fit into our lives, not just our spiritual lives, but every area of our lives, and certainly our business aspect of our lives. And, but then there's this, you know, how do you create a business plan and not have, you know, a certain goal in mind that is, and not want, like, how do you, do you know what I mean? Like, if there's, you know, obviously there's actions and the actions, you know, are conscious actions instead of unconscious reactions. But it's hard to kind of switch up to saying, yes, surrender, letting it go, letting God or our divine aspect within us to guide us. And how do we do that without the wanting, or how do we create the goals? How do we create the steps that we want without it being us trying to control things and having expectations?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, I think, you know, you come up with your vision and your purpose and your values like we talked about. It's a discovery. It's not a creation. It's aligned with your soul's purpose. And then you write that down. You say, here's where I want to be. Here's where I want to go. This is what I desire. This is my intention. I'm not attached to it, but I feel inspired by it. So if I feel in spirit or inspired by it, then it's likely in divine right order for me to pursue this. And then you set some goals, that take you toward that vision. And I would say, and I'm not trying to plug myself here, I would say, then you get somebody to help you. Because you're going to go into resistance, and you're going to go into excuses, and you're going to go into your wounding, and all of the stuff is going to begin to sabotage where you want to be, and you need to have somebody who can help you discern when surrender needs to happen, or when it's just your stuff coming up and disguising itself as resistance and excuses and sabotaging you. And, you know, I mean, it's gotten to a point now in business where the largest CEOs in the world of Fortune 1000 companies, they all have executive coaches. And the reason, and they're saying, look, athletes all had coaches. All right, and that's how they performed at the highest levels, and were able to achieve the things that they achieved. And so now executives are saying, well, let me get a coach to help me perform at the highest levels and achieve the things that I want to achieve. And so, you know, to be able to find a life coach or a business coach or a combination of the two that can not only help you achieve the things that you want to achieve, but also help you find fulfillment and validation and hold you in your highest always, is a tremendous asset in pursuing the life of your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be the right person.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is also a journey all on its own. It can be.
I mean, it can be a friend.
Yeah.
Right? Can be a close friend. But, you know, I believe that this coaching profession is very, very powerful as long as you don't find somebody who's, you know, who hasn't done their work. Like, that's the key, right? It's like even when you go find a therapist or a spiritual teacher, you got to find somebody that's done their work.
Mm.
Otherwise, they're just projecting all their shtick on you the whole time and you don't even realize it.
That's true.
Yeah, so that's important.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think we definitely get caught up in our little dramas and then kind of pull them over to wherever it is that we're going, and then we project it onto the people that we're thinking are supposed to help us. But we're going to go to our last break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul Friends with Mikhail Mayer. Mikhail can be found on the internet at mikhailmayer.com, and there you can connect with him and talk to him, and he does offer a free 45-minute session. So if you have questions and you're wanting to, you know, increase your business or start a new business, or you're looking at, you know, what the next steps are for you, give Mikhail a contact through his website, and he'll be more than willing to offer a 45-minute free session. If you have questions, I encourage you to give me a call or let us know, please, on our websites, either intuitivesoul.com or mikhailmayer.com. But if you have a question right now, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Mikhail Mayer and Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
When I think of heaven, it's never been a black winged bird. I think of flying down in your sea of pins and feathers and all of the instruments of faith and sex and God in the belly of a black winged bird. Don't try to feed me, 'cause I've been here before and I deserve. So when I belong,
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. You are listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Mikhail Mayer. Mikhail can be found on the internet at mikhailmayer.com, MikhailMeir.com. And we are talking about conscious business. He offers a 45-minute free session for anybody who has any questions around, you know, where they're going, where they're wanting to move towards, if they're even just started beginning, he can help you uncover your purpose. You can do anything around the area of conscious business, and I think that is definitely something we all need to sort of look at more carefully so that we can all sort of be working towards creating much more consciousness in our business as well as in our lives, and finding that connection within all of us and the connection within every area of our life so that it all meets together. Yeah, so right before the break, we were sort of talking about how to kind of find that place where it's not wanting and moving towards really, truly surrendering. And people get kind of caught up in that. I guess, you know, obviously you talked about having a spiritual practice of some sort. And, I mean, everybody is different, and I know that, you know, some of the younger kids, you know, to them, sitting in meditation for an hour, you know, chanting Om or however it is that they think meditation is. And there's many different ways of meditating. And, you know, you have to find your unique way of receiving information. I think we're all, it's kind of like our intuition, you know, whatever it is, however it is that we receive things is the same way with meditation. It could be through feeling. It could be through hearing. It could be through seeing. Could be through knowing, but finding that place. So that's part of, you know, creating that sacredness in your life so that it can carry out into your business. But, you know, not getting caught up in the expectations. I think we all kind of get caught up in the expectations of what we're wanting instead of just sort of surrendering that. And it becomes this bit of a conflict as to, you know, how do you create a business without wanting? And it's a bit of a challenge, and I know that we've been talking about that, but, you know, any thoughts on, you know, what is the best way of sort of surrendering?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just like it's almost a summary of what we've been talking about, right? If you can connect to your unique ability and how that serves the world, that's your calling, right? It's sort of, it's almost like, like Debbie Ford talks about a recipe. You know, everybody's got their unique recipe, and sometimes we think that some of the bad things that happen to us are just bad things and we feel victimized, but it's actually all a part of a divine recipe that is ultimately setting you up to be able to offer what you need to offer to the world. And if we can take that transformed perspective and say, okay, what is my recipe? What is my offering? And how can I help people with it? We get into this place of alignment. And the antidote to wanting is service and gratitude. Gratitude's a huge one, right? But service, right? Whenever you feel like I'm wanting, you know, just, you can shift your intention to how can I serve? And the other one we haven't talked about is gratitude. Like, what am I grateful for? Right? Because that gets you present right really quickly.
Right.
And that connects you to the abundance that is in any given moment. So, you know, I try to bring gratitude into the corporate world. I say, you know, begin your meetings with a gratitude. Everybody go around the room and share a gratitude.
How does that work for them?
you know, I think John Mackey at Whole Foods does something like that.
Yeah. Nice.
You know, there's maybe he calls it acknowledgments. And at the end of every meeting, and it's a Fortune 1000 company, and at the end of every meeting, everybody acknowledges something or someone. And I heard an interview with him. He's actually trained his board of directors to do it as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you can imagine, you know, sort of stuffy corporate board of directors, well, I acknowledge you, Bill Jr., for... which is kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
But it just shifts the vibration. It shifts you out of scarcity and wanting and this whole adversarial model that business exists in right now into a place of abundance automatically.
Right.
Like, what am I grateful for? What's great about this situation?
Yeah.
Right? Because we're conditioned to look at what's not good?
Yeah.
You know, what's not working? What do I dislike about that? And ultimately, that's just sort of the ego wanting to make whatever is not good, wrong, and us right, and put us in a place of power, right?
So power.
A false power for sure. So gratitude and service, those are the two antidotes.
Well, I think that's a great place to end the show.
Right. Gratitude and service.
Gratitude and service. That's where we're headed. That's what we need to focus on. That's the meat.
Yeah.
Of where we are.
Wishing you all a grateful and serving and loving Friday and weekend.
All right. So you have been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Michael Mayer. Michael can be found on the internet at michaelmayer.com. Please go there. Contact him. He will offer you a free 45-minute session, and he can assist you to find gratitude and service within your business. All right. So you've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Friends with Michael Mayer and Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.